A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk on Monday, June 29th, 2015. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai's State of the Nation address on Saturday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We are talking of the socio-economic, cultural, political environment in Zimbabwe. And what is it that is the NDC we are offering to the people of Zimbabwe? Bearing in mind that we have got elections, which elections we have won hands down, but just because we are working with a draconian party which believes in stealing, even stealing itself, they kept on stealing elections because they are refusing to hand over power to the NDC. So what we are basically doing is that we are treating the people of Zimbabwe where we came from, where we are, and where we are going.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai's State of the Nation address.
Tsvangirai on Saturday declared his party has taken enough of the ruling party's relentless and violent abuses since its formation in 1999 and was ready to take matters into their hands. And Tsvangirai called for reforms of state institutions.
The opposition leader also called for a return to legitimacy through a credible election, blaming President Robert Mugabe for the exodus of Zimbabweans into South Africa, resulting into xenophobic attacks. The MDC leader also called for the creation of a grand coalition to confront Mr. Mugabe.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for Nemswemu Govera, Vachitarisa, Mamiriro, Akaita Zvinhu, Munyika, Vakabata Bata Nyaya Dzakawanda, Dzinosanganisira, Nyaya Dzekuti, Sevanhu, Vanopikisa, Vaneta, Nyaya, Yekuti, Kana Poitwa Sarudzo, Inenge Iri Tsvimbo Mugotsi, Vachitipo Iwo, Panofanira Kugadziriswa, Zvinhu, Munyika Zvikuru, Takatarisa, Maitirwo Anoitwa Sarudzo, Vachiti, Kuti MuZimbabwe Zvinhu Zvigadzikane, Ndonge Maitwa Sarudzo Kachena, vachitiwo vane chidakwa-dakwa chekuti vange vachibatana nevamwe kuti vange vachiita mushandira pamwe kuti vakwikwidzane neZANU-PF musarudzo kana kuti atingati grand coalition Gibbs.
Iwambe zvuruka ndava ndingalichona njani kona apo lapekona tingapa isiyaphila kakhulu sibili. Yes, sizvuleke ngomgqibelo umnumzana Tsvangirai ekhuluma kunenge okuphathelane lelizwe leZimbabwe. Iye ulugwalo alulobileyo ugwalo lolu nxa sikhuluma ngalo nje lulamapheji esingathi ayi-15 lapho uTsvangirai athi khuluma khona ezenoto akhulume ngezompolitika kumbe ngithi ezombusazwe kweleZimbabwe aphenduke futhi njalo akhulume ngokunye nje okuchiyeneyo. Siyakwazi ke okunye amane akukhuluma ngakho khonakale ekade ekhuluma khona yikuthi leZimbabwe alilakudla. Lingala kudlala injalo ukukhanya ngazani kumele licele kwamanye amazwe ukwenzela ukuthi abantu baphile kahle. Kwaphinda njalo wakhuluma ngokuthi ke umnotho welizwe bathi bewuthatha khonampana ngo-2009 kusenziwa ke uhulumente womanyano. Kukhanya ngazani umkhonomi wawungani phansi kakhulu $280 million esingathi ke wawubhekane le notho yonke. Uyasikhuphuka ke yaphika $4.3 billion ngo-2013 so kuphela ke uhulumente womanyano. Wapinda njalo ke uTsvangirai wakhuluma ke ngokuthi okuhluphayo eZimbabwe ukuthi isekelo sombuso welizwe asilungiswa ngemfanelo. Ngakho ke bayagcina ke sebezenzela santando. Ngoba sebebona ukuthi akusasebenzi lokho okwenzakalayo. Ye, sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngalokhu nokunye sizabe silokhu esilichasisela. Ye, ukuze lingene kuhlelo nasi nombolo 1-202-619-2077. Ye, khulumani sizwe zulu.
Mm-hmm. Of course, these are some of the highlights of Mr. Tsvangirai's speech. And I quote, he said, fellow Zimbabweans, there will be consequences for this multi-layered crisis currently facing the country. One of these will be increase in human flight as thousands of Zimbabwean economic migrants flee to countries who offer opportunities denied in their country. The South Africans are not responsible for xenophobia. Leaders like Robert Mugabe are directly responsible and yet continue to deny this fact, but are quick to blame others. That is typical. And he also said, today only 8% of all adults are formally employed, and therefore 92% of our population depends on informal business activity for a living. We have about 700,000 small-scale peasant farmers, 2.5 million street vendors, 500,000 small-scale miners, 180,000 cross-border traders, and 100,000 minibus operators who, despite the continuous harassment by the police, must move the nation every day with amazing ingenuity and efficiency. We'll continue to, of course, read from his speech. And also on security, he says, the threat by the government to deploy soldiers to violently hound out vendors from the streets and the abduction of Itai Dzamara by state security agents have brought back the debate on the security of citizens in the country. Gibbs.
And right now we're joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based in Huddersfield University in London. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We also have Mr. Opetum Kutu, who is the spokesperson for the MTCT. Mr. Kutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for having me. You almost said Mpofu. Obet Kutu is rich, Obet
Kutu
is poor.
Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Thank you, Mr. Kutu. I think you can stop
this. Yeah. Let's start with you, Mr. Kutu. Obviously, some people are interpreting some of the remarks made by Mr. Tsvangirai that his party will not fold its arms while being attacked, to mean to say this is now an eye for an eye. What is your take on that?
No, not at all, Blessing. It is not that interpretation that, unfortunately, some of the media are reading the papers yesterday and actually was pretty surprised to say to see that that was the interpretation that was given by some sections of the media, even here in PM. It is not a call for an eye for an eye for an eye approach. What he was basically saying, what President Morgan Tsvangirai was basically saying was to say, look, it is high time that the government appreciates that people are not just going to be abused, to be trashed, and folding their arms. That there will obviously come a time when people might then have to take appropriate lawful measures to ensure that they protect themselves and that they protect their assets, their property. The emphasis really is on people taking lawful measures to ensure that if they are just abused, they will not just fold their arms and continue to be abused, but they will obviously take appropriate action, go to court, take legal action, if need be, even take these matters to international courts, just making sure that they are enforcing their rights and not allowing the regime to just continue to trash and abuse them ad infinitum.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Kutu. Gibbs, I think we are also being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the chairperson of ZANU-PF in the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Now, before going maybe to Dr. Sibanda, let's start with Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana, what do you think about Mr. Tsvangirai's statement? Maybe, let me say, his remarks in the State of the Nation Address.
Well, there seemed to be a bit of incitement in those remarks.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there was no other substance to them the way I read them. So the incitement, obviously, is something that we frowned down upon.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a government in place which was elected by the people of Zimbabwe, and that government is doing its best to alleviate the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe. And that government also is trying its best to instill order. So Mr. Tsvangirai's statement seemed to be a statement from an anarchist point of view, which is what we actually, the people of Zimbabwe, do not want, because we have enjoyed a very long period of peace, and we still want to peace to prevail in the country. That's pretty much my remarks regarding his statement.
And Dr. Sbanda?
Well, Mr. Gutu almost took the life out of me. Basically, what he said is that a lot of what Mr. Tsvangirai said
mm-hmm.
was a lot of thin and hot air. In fact, he had no substance. It is the same thing that we know, that he hopes that someday people will act, but that the party will not do anything. A lot of excuses there. But I can see what Mr. Tsvangirai is trying to do, probably at a very low level, trying to incite your vendors and so forth into certainly not taking orders. So he would like to have a situation where the country would become slightly ungovernable. And that, if that happens, then he has a clear chance at taking power. And that is true, and I think that's a good ambition. But obviously, when such a thing happens, it is not guaranteed, certainly, that Morgan Tsvangirai is going to take over. But it is guaranteed
correct.
That if the takeover is civilian and not military, it chances that it's going to be Mr. Tsvangirai. So I think that he's
correct.
Baiting on that. That is best bait, but it's a low bait. It's the rest to the bottom.
Yeah.
Nick, with his the response, obviously, they are going to see Tsvangirai as inciting people and so on, but that is politics. In politics, civil disobedience is a legal means of taking power. And if Tsvangirai is referring to that, then Tsvangirai is correct, and that should not be taken as incitement and or illegal. And to say that anybody who says that the society and the generality of the country must engage in civil disobedience is therefore inciting violence or going on the other side of the law is necessarily inappropriate and an inadequate understanding of a democracy and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, Dr. Sbanda, are you saying people should not demonstrate? Is that not provided in the Constitution?
Well, that's what I'm saying, that mm-hmm. Nick is wrong to suggest that Tsvangirai is inciting, and that should be frowned upon. If Tsvangirai was inciting anything, in my view, he was inciting civil disobedience, people mm-hmm. disobeying the law because the law is itself not obeyed by the state and the government. Mm-hmm. And the people have the right to do that, and Mr. Tsvangirai certainly has the right to do that. That's how you take over power, especially from a government that you believe is autocratic and undemocratic.
Okay, brilliant analysis. Of course, attacking both sides.
Yes, yes. So, sikhathi sokuthi lo mnumzana uNcube osecinga lapha eGoli. Baba Ncube, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, sitshona kade kakhulu. Litshona njani lina?
Sitshonile kakhulu ngapha kwankolo ngalapha eSouth.
Lapha eSouth Africa, eSoweto, eJohannesburg.
Ah, ubone ke, ungathini ke ngodaba lalo mnumzana?
Udaba lunzima lolu elelakhosiya
ye ubusithi
lunzima kakhulu udaba likhuluma lolu Tsvangirai ukathi kuhamba ka
ye khona ukuthi umnumzana uTsvangirai ekhulume esibula kunenge u-State of the Nation address okunye uthe abantu sebengazani sebencindizelwe kakhulu so kungabonakala ukuthi ingxenye abantu becina bezenzela ababona ngazani bangakwenelisa so wena ungathini ngakhona.
Yes, hayi uqinisile mpela abantu bancindezele kakhulu vele sincindezeleke kakhulu asithole esikhathi sokuphefumula asikwazi nokuthi size njani so kumeithi abantu bengene esitaladini besikhulumela okufanele bekwenzakale
ye uphinde futhi wakhuluma ngokuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe nguye wenza ukuthi abantu abahlala e-South Africa abanjengawe begcine behlaselwa ngabantu abahlala belizwe lilelo kambe ungavumelana laye khona
engivumelana
basically what we are saying is that you know he agrees with what Mr. Tsvangirai is saying, especially when it comes to you know, these attacks, these xenophobic attacks in South Africa, you know. Mr. Tsvangirai said, Mr. Mugabe and other leaders are responsible for that kind of chaos because people are leaving their nations to go to South Africa and grab jobs. So maybe he's got a point there.
Let's bring in Mr. Mangwana quickly on that point. Mr. Tsvangirai blaming Mr. Mugabe for those xenophobic attacks, saying people are fleeing Zimbabwe because of the economic hardships.
That's a very simplistic way of looking at things, possibly from a very simple-minded individual. If you look at the situation of who was being attacked, it wasn't primarily Zimbabweans. There were Mozambicans there, and the, in terms of stability, Mozambique is stable at the moment. There were Nigerians there. In terms of stability, Nigeria is quite stable. I mean, there were a lot of African countries, or nationalities rather, that were being attacked. So we happen to be neighboring to South Africa, so obviously, and Mozambique as well, we have a few more people in South Africa than other countries. But if you look at how many Zimbabweans died in there, two maybe, if I'm not mistaken. So for him to try to play politics and send it on Robert Mugabe, I think that's quite a simplistic way of looking at things.
Do you think so, Mr. Kudu? Just briefly.
Far from it, because what President Tsvangirai was simply saying was to say, look, when you look at both the primary and the secondary causes of the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, in as far as they pertain or affect Zimbabwe, obviously this was the state of the nation. And he was talking of the nation of Zimbabwe. He was obviously being Zimbabwe-specific, simply saying that when you look at the 3 to 4 million Zimbabweans who have sought economic and political refuge in South Africa, those Zimbabweans are there as a direct result of political persecution and unprecedented economic mismanagement by the ZANU-PF regime led by Robert Mugabe. So what he simply was saying is, look, if all those Zimbabweans were not in South Africa, or if a good majority of them had chosen to remain at home, they would be jobless, they would be suffering, and most of them would actually be dead through just sheer starvation. They have to go to South Africa to look for sustenance, because the majority of them, it's common cause, are economic refugees. And so you are simply saying, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, if there is any Zimbabwean victims of xenophobic attacks in South Africa, those victims should trace their suffering or their being attacked on the basis of xenophobia on Mugabe. They should put the blame squarely on Robert Mugabe and the regime that he runs here in Harare. To the extent that if the country was properly managed, if the economy was doing well, then there will be no need for those millions of Zimbabweans to cross the border legally, and most of them illegally, into neighboring South Africa to look for menial jobs simply to eke out a living. That is what you are saying, and you are perfectly spot on. So the allegation by Nick that you are being simplistic is with respect to nebulous, and obviously totally without merit, both factually and legally. It is actually frivolous.
Okay, let's bring in our analyst, of course, Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, what is causing, Zimbabweans to flood into South Africa? Is it because of the mismanagement and corruption of the ZANU-PF government, or is it because of the sanctions, as the ZANU-PF government has been preaching for close to a decade now?
Well, either way, to that extent, I think Morgan Tsvangirai is certainly right. Mr. Tsvangirai is right. Morgan Tsvangirai is the leader of the opposition, and when people are leaving the country, when the economy is not doing very well, you blame the party that is in power. And Tsvangirai is doing his job as he should, and you give him a thumbs up for that.
I think that you could question his moral foundation for picking out a specific tragedy where actual and real people died and sort of saying ZANU-PF is responsible for that. I think in those circumstances, you become the big guy in the room, take a nationalistic view, look at the tragedy that first even a single Zimbabwean as a national tragedy that should be avoided by any means necessary and around which we should coalesce and unite. And I think that he shouldn't have used the xenophobic attacks because it's a specific event that includes actual lives of people dying. Around that issue, we must simply all be saying there is no excuse for xenophobia. There is no excuse for the for such a tragedy. And I think it's pretty unfair for Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai to use that that specific event, especially for those who were affected on the ground and for those families who lost their loved ones. But the general point that he's making, which is that ZANU-PF has mismanaged the economy and is responsible for the flight of our people and the suffering of our people, is appropriate. And as it refers to sanctions, it's hogwash, okay? There is, if a government is sanctioned, it doesn't blame those who sanction it. We blame the government's policies for why they are sanctions, its actions. So whether Morgan Tsvangirai goes out and campaigns for sanctions on Zimbabwe, that is his job as an opposition leader. His job is to make sure that the other party doesn't succeed. And if he finds ammunition to use, and if part of that ammunition is to make it weak economically so that people turn against it, so be it. We cannot continue to have these lame excuses by a group of people that have clearly mismanaged the economy, and that Morgan Tsvangirai has evidence for.
Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. It's an interesting debate. We are talking about opposition leader Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai's State of the Nation address on Saturday. Tinemwe mutereri aripa runhare ndi vamchosi.
Mutoli.
Makadiva Mutoli.
Ndipo mkoma makadiva.
Aiwa isu tirinani tipeo maonere enyu panyaya iri mudarirwe.
Hey, mkoma zulu zvakaoma mkoma zulu. Mkoma zulu nyaya ndikuona, let me speak in the very maybe it will be proper if I put it straight.
Pompela mfowethu, pompela ye, siyakuzwa kuhle sibili sikhuluma lo duwe kathesi. Chakuzwela.
Yebo baba Dube.
Yeah.
Into elapha futhi Dube ngiyibona ukuthi ilohlupho kakhulu. Especially umkhono weZimbabwe. Ngikhuluma ngelapha ngise South Africa. Ngumtholi mina ngisuke eZimbabwe.
Ngiyakuzwa Mtholi.
Into ehlupha lapha baba ukuthi umgabe awuhlupha kumangalisi ukuthi nguye okhozele yonke le system ukuthi abantwana sibe sigcwale emazweni. All over the world, akulilizwe lapho esingekho khona. So mina into engihluphayo bhuti ukuthi kathi i-criteria abayisebenzisayo kuthiwa khona abanye ama-president kuthiwa bayabotshwa. O-Al Bashir was here. He was supposed to be arrested. Omgabe why bengakhulumi ngaye ukuthi kuthiwa kumele abotshwe. Ubulela abantu ngegugu rawundi more than 20,000. Abantu badisappear. Namhlanje abantu baphethe ama-death certificate eZimbabwe. Abantu abangabazi ukuthi balahlwa kuphi, bayaphila noma bafa. Two, namhlanje umgabo lokhu eqatshisa abantu, evulala abantu eZimbabwe. Kodwa kabakhulumi ngaye ukuthi yena kumele abotshwe, ayephiya la ku-ICC. I-criteria abayisebenzisayo bepika upresidenti ukuthi kumele aye aphiya yiphi. Umuntu ebulala ilizwe balibhekile kodwa bayamvumela uyafika bathola ama-sanctions. Uyahamba ayebona uPop John Paul begcotshwa angenangeni yonke into. Yini vele especially ngomgabe ebulala abantu eZimbabwe esenza yonke into ayifunayo. Manje is going to uyafuna ukuhlala futhi 2018 ufuna ukuvotelwa. Umuntu osegugile ongasakazi noma yilutho. Thina siyakhala especially amaNdebele. Mina I'm sorry ukuthi ngipinpointe. Ukuthi ngitsho njalo especially amaNdebele liyakubona uya not independent namhlanje mina ngadala icala eZimbabwe against iShona sidale sonke iShona lindalela icala indaba yakhona iyajinja isisiba kimi esayidila kimi thina sikhululeke kuphi so umgabe kuthiwa uyagcina ama-human rights manje kathe siziplanting amashona agcwele kobulawayo akusela muntu okhuluma isiNdebele kobulawayo sokuthiwa isiNdebele cha sokulagcwela amashona. So umgabe vele yena ungumuntu odivide abantu ukuthi aqala divide and rule. ukhuluma wena umuntu wesindebeleni usuboshiwe kodwa kumele bona bakukhulume noma ngikhuluma isishona ngikhuluma lo muntu omshona kuyathiwa cha ithi motawura kai wewe why wewe wazoyita ukuthi umuntu adi iwe wetawura shona uyabona ukuthi vele kasikhululekanga I'm sorry ukuthi ngikhiphe ku-agenda
ye ngilo ku-agenda ye 10 seconds baba qed 10 seconds
angilikhuphi kakhulu ku-agenda ngizama ukuthi ngibonise nje ukuthi umgabe vele has done nothing into appreciator ngabantu nguye okhozela ukuthi sizogcwala amazwe namhlanje wena ya broadcasting ngabe nguye umgabe okhozele lokho alubana kungekho lokho nxa wena usekhaya
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mtholi ungathi nalokusasa baba
hayi lo muntu kaboshwa ngabe ku-ICC lo muntu asifuni into ka-albashia yedwa kaboshwe lo muntu
hayi sibongele kakhulu baba ye uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa Yes, so according to Mr. Mtoli, you know, Mr. Mugabe is responsible for all the suffering of Zimbabweans that are living abroad, especially in South Africa, where they are being attacked for certain reasons. And he says, why is it that the president is not being dragged before the ICC? He says he must be dragged there and face some kind of, you know, human rights abuse issues. Because he says he has victimized a lot of people. He is coming from the Kukuraundi up to the disappearances that are happening today. So he says, no, he must be tracked before the ICC. And then I think Nglomnyu Kola, Lapeso Kongwen, Blessing, Nikadesike Nglomnyu Zanu Matuna. Matuna, kunjani?
I'm Kona, Baba Tiu.
Yeah, you have gone up on Matuna.
You say Wanki.
Yeah, kunjani Wanki, I'm going to Wanki.
Ewanki, emakota azere le.
Oh yebo, so kunapho kanti lokhu sasebenza kunapho. Hayi, siyakuzwa ke iphosela lakho baba.
Right baba, ngiyavumelana lakho i-statement nesikhulunywa ngubaba uSandile. Kodwa mina into engani endanisayo ukuthi amaZimbabwe sonke sihlangene whether ukubusa ababusa yakezani lathi anywe. Uhlupho silukhangela ukuthi nilukhoza yini ikuthi i-government ekhona kayifuni i-opposition kodwa ingasoze vele ikuse ingelayo opposition vele indawo yonke i-opposition ikhona ningakhangela into yamapulazi liyani angithi kwakungaphiwa abantu amapulazi kwakukhangela i-support ye-opposition and kulwisa i-opposition leli khathini sesibuya kwi-indigenization is the same thing kulwisa izisebenzi futhi and kodwa ezimbabwe abalelungelo kakho ukuthi ndabo bangene ku-opposition or bangene ku-ruling party so ngibona into ayikhuluma kwakuthandira i-right kodwa mna ngitshela ukuthi abantu bengamazimbabweni and bahloniphane nxa umuntu ethanda into yathanda ayithandi into yakhe kodwa ungamlwisi ngokuthi uyithandelani hayi so yilo uhlupho esilalo lapho anda yiko sethi sesikhala ngento yama-vendors ama-vendors akhoze ukuthini abantu abasemapulazini imisebenzi yaphela angithi labo abasebenzayo indigenization yabenza abantu baba ngolobo khathesi abantu sebezama ukuziphilisa ngaphi futhi ezitritini sesibanwisa khathi sifuna ukuthi benzeni abantu
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke maduna khona ngapho-ke ewange ungathi nalokusasa mnumzana ye
kakhulu
sibongele baba so according to Mr. Maduna he says the problem you know is that the government doesn't tolerate any opposition so that's why it is always victimizing people that are opposed to it so he says that at the end of the day Mr. Tswangira is right. He got it very, very right this time.
Mr. Gutu, we'll ask you, we know you have a prior engagement, but we'll ask you to just hold on and we'll talk to you for a minute or so. And Dr. Sibanda, please do stay on the line. Tinemwe mtereri vama zonde, rambai muri parunari. We had lost Mr. Mangwana, but we'll try to call him back. And our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com. And press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.